talk to your CPA.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an A.
A.
Get one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's episode of Behind the Signs, take three.
Or so.
Or so. I am your co-host, Joe Arenella, along with
Liz.
Hey. Arenella.
Toynes. Yep.
And today we're excited to spend some time with you. But before we get rolling on this very important topic, let's say a quick thank you to our sponsors. We are graciously sponsored by our friends at Inktabo. If you go to inktabo.com, you can learn all about their products. They bring you things like Sign Tracker. So if you're in the sign business and you're looking for project management, quoting, file management, easy to use, syncs with QuickBooks, Sign Tracker is the way to go.
I'm pretty partial to it.
I am too. I mean, I'm pretty passionate about Sign Tracker, but I would say that Inktabo, if you're in the print and garment world, Printabo, if you're in the UK, they have Clarity, which is sign project management. They have online stores, tools for that, Order My Gear. They have art management tools. So there's just all kinds of stuff. There's so much stuff. It's unbelievable. But if you're looking for any kind of production tools, they're the best. So Inktabo.com, on top of the fact that all their support people are real people based here in the United States, most of which came out of the print and sign world. So it's really cool to have that kind of support. They have success managers. So it's pretty awesome.
Also, I just want to give a quick shout out to our friends at Sign Builder Illustrated. If you haven't already, please check out our article every month. It's called Behind the Signs. Is it still? They changed it this year.
No, it's Behind the Signs is the article.
But now it's in a column.
It's in a column, but it's still called Behind the Signs.
Yeah.
So if you're in the, if you look in the table of contents, I was going to say the directory. Yeah. If you look in the sign directory, and you'll see Behind the Signs. And it's column by Joe and Liz Arenella. So we are in there.
Yep. And you can check it out on signshop.com.
Yeah. You remember it.
I remember it. Yeah, you can check it out there. You can see the digital version if you don't get the printed version sent to you.
Yeah.
And I understand if you don't, because I get 17 sent to me a month. So I get it.
I get a lot of stuff in the mail too.
Most importantly, right now, we've hounded and hounded and hounded you, but we're going to do it again. We'd like to really talk about ISA. Mm-hmm. So International Sign Association, if you're not a member, do yourself a favor and sign up. Become mm-hmm. a member. It's really one of the best tools you can give yourself in this industry, both for community and education. And as you know by now, the Expo's coming. ISA Expo's coming, and it's in Orlando.
It is.
The superior location, if I do say so myself. April, I like your shirt.
April 8th.
Speaking of.
Yes.
You'll be very, very close to the mouse himself.
Yes.
If you go to the Orlando.
This ISA was a nod Expo. To you, by the way, Mickey Mouse.
I really like it.
And a nod mom. To mom. Yeah. Her mom, my darling wife, is absolutely obsessed with David Bowie.
Yes.
So it's a lifelong obsession.
It is.
So
it's a love.
It's a
lifelong. She doesn't open her heart to many, but
to David Bowie, she definitely
did. Join us. We'll be there. We are influencers for the Expo this year for ISA.
Promo code. Talk about promo code.
I'm going to talk about the promo code.
Don't forget the promo code.
The promo code is Behind the Signs.
All one word.
Say it with me.
Behind the Signs.
All caps, all one word. If you type it in when you're signing up, you get, I think it's free access to the Expo floor. And then you can add on education to that. The education sessions are just getting better every year.
Yep.
I know I've talked about it before. Last year, they kind of intertwined with SEGD or SEGD. I think they're going to do that again this year. I'm not positive, but it was such a great addition. And the classes just, like I said, keep getting better and better.
And Liz and I will be influencers at the show, which I'm not, I don't know. Do we influence anybody?
I really like that you don't know what an influencer is.
I mean, I think it's cool. I like saying it.
It won't be about makeup.
Oh, I just like saying I'm an influencer, but I will say.
We could do Get Ready With Me. I'll let you do that. Get Ready With Me for sign.
Sounds strange. But
says the guy who's excited about being an influencer.
I am. Go ahead. So, hey, did I tell you I ordered, they already came in the mail. So I already ordered 300 really cool behind the signs stickers.
Nope.
So that when we're walking around influencing, because that's what we're going to be doing, we're going to have stickers to pass out to folks. Behind the signs stickers.
Very exciting.
Like water bottle stickers.
Yeah.
Did I, like this, see? I have behind the signs.
Yep. We'll and that is there. science.org. If you want to sign up,
yes.
You can check it out on science.org. Everything I say.
Yep. And we're looking forward to meeting so many of you there. And I'm speaking for myself here, maybe not with Liz, but can't wait to give some good behind the signs hugs.
Oh, handshakes.
I'm the hugger.
High fives. I'm here for high fives.
I'm the hugger.
We want to thank you guys.
Yes, that is
true.
Thank
you so much. We wouldn't do this if you weren't watching.
We would not.
Literally.
Yeah.
So many other things I could be doing.
This is hard work.
Yeah.
But we do care.
I like spending time with you.
Well, I feel like oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sweet. I love spending time with you. I feel like someone asked me the other day about behind the signs, like what is the big mission behind the signs? I think, you know, there's a lot of other ISA being one of them, like this Make It Happen Signage Academy. There's other educational opportunities out there for sign shops and sign shop owners to take care of. And education is an important part of behind the signs, especially in the community. I do see a lot of, like, I love it when someone asks a technical question or someone asks a business development question and boom, like 25 mm-hmm. people answer them. So in that way, behind the signs is committed to education, but I think it's more community, right? It's a mm-hmm. community based education. I think I see behind the signs as just a really cool, safe place for sign shop owners to come and connect, or sign shop industry professionals, owners, and, you know, designers, project managers, estimators, whatever, installers, and connecting with each other, supporting each other, elevating the industry together, as our mm-hmm. little tagline says. And so I think we're like cheerleaders. That's our job. We're cheerleaders.
Yeah, I think we're cheerleaders. I think that the unique thing that this podcast delivers is just the understanding of business.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just about the industry, though it's a huge part of it. A lot of what we talk about is really just general knowledge that you need to have, you know, as a business owner, setting yourself up for success.
For sure. And I always like to say, because I think you, in a way, kind of did some things a little bit smarter than I did when I built my sign shop, mainly because you were smart enough to learn from my mistakes. But, like, I don't have a business degree. Hmm. And so I learned, you know, how to run a sign shop through making a lot of mistakes. I mean, thankfully, at some point, I did go to school and take some accounting classes and marketing classes and those sorts of things, because those resources were available here at the community college level and through UT Extension. So I was really lucky there. But for the most part, I started and built my sign shop without a lot of technical business knowledge. So it was really learning things the hard way. Mm-hmm. But I was grateful, and we grew a great, successful business. And I say all that to say that you can too. And even if you don't come out of a business, even if you don't have a degree in business or a degree in accounting like Elizabeth, it doesn't mean you can't build a really solid business and a solid yeah. business financially, and the solid marketing plans and solid, yep. solid employee development.
You don't need a degree to be a business owner. I think that you do need some general knowledge. Doesn't need to be in the form of a degree, but I think there are many ways to get that education.
And I think it's also being willing to say, this is what I don't know. And then
don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah. Don't. And I was just going to say that, like, don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah. You know, our next episode is exciting. And this is actually this episode and the next episode are very yeah. nerdy, and it makes me very happy.
The nerdy numbers.
But I think that the biggest takeaway from these episodes is learning what numbers you need to know.
Yeah.
And I think that that's just basic for any business, right? So, manufacturing obviously is what we're focusing on, but any business.
So our next podcast, our next guest podcast mm-hmm. is a really interesting guy, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Borga.
Mm-hmm. But Sean, you know, was 22-year veteran in the sign industry, and then eventually sold his business, was successful, and then now is a consultant in the sign industry, helping sign shops sort of figure all this stuff out. And one thing that comes up So anyway, catch that episode. It's a much deeper dive into what Liz and I are going to, we're just going to scratch the surface a little bit here. But mostly,
well, and I think we're going to scratch the surface on some of the background information that you need
right.
in order to really kind of get more out of the next episode.
Yeah. And so, so today we're going to talk, because what comes up, obviously, in the community a lot, about pricing, pricing and quoting.
I was looking up in like the questions that we get from when people sign up. I just typed, you know, find pricing. And it's just like 37 results. It's literally every other day.
Yeah.
And that was just the word pricing. Then I did cost and it was just like
quoting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Estimating, whatever.
Lowest is another one.
Yeah.
Discount, like
yeah.
all of those things.
Yeah.
And I think that people are always asking the question because they don't know where to start. And even beyond the questions that we get when people sign up, I see it asked in the group all the time. How do you price this? What is your pricing structure?
What do you think about this?
Yeah. How would you price this sign? Would you price this wrap? How would you price this design? And it's like,
so I think
let's break down what you need to know.
Yeah, exactly. But even the tools, I mean, the tools don't replace the knowledge that you need to run the business correctly. They're just tools. And the tools, Sign Tracker included, by the way, and I'll give a big plug for Sign Tracker.
Yeah.
But even Sign Tracker, I mean, you still need to know your cost of materials, what you want those materials to be marked up at. You need to know the cost of what it takes for Joe, your designer, to show up at the office and work every day and not just my $20 an hour salary.
Absolutely. And Sean and we just,
we,
us and us. Sean and us,
Sean and you and me.
The three of us sit down and discuss this next week in a lot more detail. But to kind of scratch that surface, you know, what Joe's talking about is hourly rate wage for an employee versus the actual labor burden for the employee. I know we go into that with Sean, but hourly wage is what they see on paper. Labor burden is that plus taxes, plus unemployment insurance, plus business insurance. What's it called? Workers' comp insurance. Sorry. And then also just the other thing to note as we go through this is variable cost versus fixed cost. We talked about it also in the episode, but variable cost is something that varies month to month or varies, well, month to month, I think is typically how people would look at that. Fixed cost is something that stays the same.
Rent.
Pretty much every year. It could go up the next year, but if you'd look at it in an annual perspective. So if it stays fixed for the year, then it's a fixed cost.
Yeah. You know, if the customer comes in and says, hey, I'll work with you if you knock $500 off, I can get it for $500 cheaper on the street. So, but, and then I think the reason why shop owners will wrestle with that is because they don't understand the true.
How to price?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correctly.
Okay.
So
first,
let's talk
before
about
we really talk about it, I'm just going to say it very plainly. Do not discount your work. Just don't do it. I mean, I'm even pretty anti-coupon. I know that gets into another discussion because coupons can be valuable if you understand how to use them properly or give them out properly. But I am very anti-discounting your work. I think that it devalues you in a lot of ways. A, if you don't understand why or how to discount. It shows the client a couple things to me. It shows your client or partner that either they can take advantage of you because you don't understand what you're doing, or B, you're taking advantage of them and frivolously marking something up that you can just remove money from it. So first and foremost, don't discount. But let's talk about understanding how you're pricing it and why you're not discounting it.
So the first thing is, I think, well, a couple things, right? One, you need to know the cost of your materials. And so, and I think as an owner, you know, you build relationships with suppliers. Maybe, you know, if you're, like, for example, we would look at our growth every year. So in our shop, we were pretty lucky. So like we grew $1 million a year every year for 10 years. So because we were growing at that pace, of course, the volume of what we were buying from our suppliers went up X percentage every year. Mm-hmm. So every year we would sit down with our supplier and say, well, look, you know, we're going to be ordering 25% more materials or 50% more materials. Mm-hmm. Can there be a little bit of a point shaved off of what, you know, your markup is? And so, of course, the more you can buy volume wise, the better. And especially on items that maybe you use all the time. So that's number one, really understanding the true cost of materials and then what you want to mark them up. So for us, you know, we would always try to mark up our materials 100%. Mm-hmm. And maybe some materials that's a little rich and maybe some materials that's not enough. And so, and then you always need to make sure you account for things like drop, right? So if you have a router table and you're nesting all your letters, no matter how good you are at that, there's 10% drop.
Yeah,
easy. Right? There's going to be 10% drop or whatever. Same with cutting vinyl, whatever. So, you know, understanding these things and thinking through these things, because it does come up like, can someone give me just a straight, you know, list of square footage prices on, you know, 20 different products?
It's going to be different for everybody.
Well, it doesn't work. I'm not saying that you can't come up with a square footage price on certain things. You can, but even then it does make it a lot easier for quoting on certain products, right? Mm-hmm. The simpler products or maybe vehicle wraps or wall wraps, you come up with square footage pricing, but you have got to understand the material pricing, mm-hmm. number one, and then let's get to the labor. What does it cost, mm-hmm. you know, per hour to
have someone running the machine,
the printer,
having someone cleaning yeah,
all of it,
every right. single step of the way.
And, mm-hmm. and like you were saying too, that rate per hour, that labor burden rate, it's not the hourly rate. You might pay someone $20 an hour to work in the shop, but it's going to cost you, you know, it might cost you $60 an hour for that person to work in the shop. And then you want to charge a customer, you know, what's your markup on top of that? Is it 60%? Is it 65%? So you want to charge, hey, we have a shop rate of $100 an hour, $120 mm-hmm. an hour. And I think it's okay to ask for help figuring out that stuff. Number one, like for me, you know, I felt really fortunate because it didn't take too long for us to get to a point in SignTech where we had a shop foreman who knew every scrap mm-hmm. of nut and bolt material that went into everything. I know, Dan.
Dan. Mm-hmm.
But he was brilliant, you know? Yeah. So for us to be able to get a list of what materials and what it cost and, you know, and so he was able to really work with the estimator, and our estimator was able to walk the floor and understand the processes. It took time for all that, you know? So
sure, I think there's a couple things involved though. One is organization, like keeping your materials organized so you can keep an accurate count of them. So you know what you have currently. That's important.
Yeah.
Also keeping track of like how to cost these things in a spreadsheet is super important.
Yeah.
Or some sort of template.
Whatever tool. Here's what we would encourage you to do. Mm-hmm. Talk to your CPA.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a P.
P.
Give me an A.
A.
Get one.
Certified public
accountant.
Sit down with your CPA and work through the stuff. If you go to, mm-hmm. if you're in the Behind the Science community on Facebook, mm-hmm. Go to the file section. If you didn't know that that existed, there is a little file section there. And there's a tool. It's called Labor Rate Calculator. Mm-hmm. If you're not in the Behind the Science community, the other place you can get it is if you go to sign-tracker.com. You can get it free there as well. So if you're not on Facebook and you're not into that, that's fine. If you're not in our community there, so sad if you're not. But just go to SignTracker's website and mm-hmm. you can download it there for free as well. But it's really cool because you can enter in, you can pick a role, say it's design and it's $20 an hour, $25 an hour, whatever the rate mm-hmm. is. And then from there, you start entering in all your overhead. At the end of it, it's going to spit out a dollar value that says, okay, again, Joe, your designer shows up, it costs $60 an hour. And then from there, you can determine what you need your markup to be. Mm-hmm. So,
and then also that kind of rolls you right into finding your break-even point and understanding that, right? Because mm-hmm. you need that labor rate. You need to understand what it costs to build a sign, but you also need like all of your administrative staff. Like these are the things that it costs. Not necessarily to build the sign, but to keep the shop open.
Yeah.
And that factors into your break-even point.
Yeah. I know it's a lot.
It is.
I know it's a lot. So your break-even point is where you start really thinking about your sales. So if you say, look, it costs me, you know, $10,000 a month to keep the doors open here. And that includes everything. Let's say that's everything. Minus your salary or even including your salary. Then you know that, all right, how many, if you know your labor hours, you know, it all kind of breaks down and your CPA can help you with this. But if you know how many hours your shop is able to work, and then you can start calculating like, okay, I have a sales goal. I have to sell $10,000 a month minimum just mm-hmm. to break even. Mm-hmm. But in order to get to that number, you definitely have to sit down with your CPA and talk about, like, what is it? How many billable hours do you actually have based on each employee and on each department? Because it might take longer on the design end of it and shorter on the fabrication end of it, or vice versa. So,
well, and I just want to state, like, it is something you can sit down and work on without your CPA. Like, these are numbers,
the spreadsheets
you should know. And if you don't, if you aren't at the point where you can justify a CPA, oh my God, please get a CPA. But if you don't feel like you're there yet, you can figure these things out without them. And it's imperative that you do, because if you don't know your break-even point, then you don't know how much you need to sell.
Or how much money you're actually even making.
Or losing. Open. Yeah. You don't know if you're being profitable, and you won't know that until you know what your overhead is.
Yeah.
And what your break even is.
So number one, you have to learn. There's no real easy shortcut here. You just really have to learn how signs are made, what material goes into it, what that material costs, what labor goes into it, what that labor costs, what machines are needed, what those machines cost to run and maintain. And look, we're in an industry that is, it's simple, right? Like, sign shops seem simple, but they're really kind of complicated.
It's anything, but it's very close to construction in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of material. And now I do want to state, if you're a broker and you don't house material, it doesn't mean you don't have to figure these things out.
You do.
You may not have to figure out what your material costs in the same way, because you're getting more of a final cost from the built sign.
From the wholesalers.
But you do need to know how much you need to mark it up to hit your break-even point. So you still have to know your overhead as a broker in order to get to that break-even point on each project.
And there's different kinds of expenses. I mean, project management's much more intense. You're following up with subcontractors. Yeah. So there's still so much. Yeah.
Yeah. And those are other things, right? Like, you need to know, we've already talked about this, how many hours to charge for PM. And that's just kind of how many hours am I going to dedicate to this? But part of how you can figure that out is really understanding your overhead to know whether or not you're being profitable, because you're going to pay that PM whether or not they're working on a project at that moment. So anyway, figuring out your break-even point as a manufacturer, figuring out your break-even point as a broker, figuring out your break-even point as a designer, or even as an installer. These are all things that, it doesn't matter what industry or what part of this industry you're in or how you've positioned yourself, you have to know this. And there's no way of getting around it.
No, there's no real shortcut to it. So quoting, and if you're an owner, I think we're talking to you especially, is it's a complicated part of your business and you really have to study it. And I think there's things you can do to make it easier. Like, once you do figure out, especially if you do have tools that help you build templates, like, I always encourage people, build some templates out so that maybe a project manager could do a quick quote on simpler things like a banner or, vehicle wrap or something, simpler stuff, so that it frees your time up for the big complicated stuff, because those require kind of studying the project and really understanding, and talk to your suppliers, talk to your, if you have fabricators, talk to your installers. I mean, really, really figure out what goes into those projects. And then with your CPA, to figure out what your markup needs to be to actually be making money.
And this kind of ties it back to that one question that it just makes me giggle, because we've all been there, but how to stop giving discounts to my friends? And again, the thing is, you have to know where your break-even point is. Whether or not you sell something for cost to a friend is your decision.
Yeah.
But what is cost?
Well, and even not a friend, like, just say, what is, because that kind of bleeds us to the last point here, I think, is, when you're talking about discounting projects, whether it's for a friend or someone says to you, hey, can you knock $500 off because I can get it cheaper down the street or whatever?
No.
The thing about, well, I know. The other question that comes up is, well, what if I hit my break-even point and my shop's not at 100% capacity? Like, I do have a little bit of wiggle room. And I'm not saying that it should be a hard no. Where's your hard no hat? I'm not saying it should be a hard no on that. Because if you really truly have the space in your workflow schedule to knock out, a set of channel letters for a really good client or somebody that might, you know, asks for a 10% discount. I'm not saying you should never, ever say no. If you've already hit your break-even point and you're still not at capacity, but to still, even then, because we're in custom fabrication, in the sign industry, you have to be very, very careful with that because now you could be creating future bottlenecks. So just think about those things, because if you, you know, if it's a situation where, oh, well, look, I can sell this deal. It'll add to our monthly, you know, income coming in. It's a $5,000 channel letter set. Okay. Then you even say to yourself, hey, I know I can sub this out to, you know, whoever a channel, whoever.
I would do that over taking it into my own capacity.
Well, even then though, you need to think about, okay, am I going to, cause it's going to require your designer. It's going to require your project manager.
Yep.
And you could be creating bottlenecks that impact the next month.
Absolutely.
So I'm not saying, I'm not saying you should put your hard no hat on, which I know you have a hard no hat because I bought that for you. And that's your personal mission statement.
Hard no.
But, you know, but really think through these things, right?
Yeah.
Your capacity is, your capacity is you've hit your monthly budget and you've used up every hour that you've budgeted for work for that month, then you've hit capacity. And if you can, at the end of the month, if you've hit that point where everyone's worked their hours and you made your sales goals and you made your budget, good for you. That's great. If you feel like you get some wiggle room in your capacity, just be very careful.
Yeah. You always have to, you know, take into account mistakes could be made and then you have to redo the thing and then you're behind and then you create a bottle. And it does happen. I mean, look, you can't like predict every,
no.
And sometimes you can take jobs. I'm not saying never do it, but just know that with that comes responsibility. So just think on it long and hard before you jump in.
You can learn all this stuff. It seems like a lot when you start thinking about it and breaking it down, but it's not. And there's help, you know, whether it's using a consultant or your CPA or using some of the tools that are free that you can, you know, calculate what those break-even points are and all that stuff. So again, go to the file section of Behind the Signs and just download the shop rate calculator and I think, or labor burden calculator rather. And you'll find it useful.
Yeah. We won't hound you with all of it today. Those were great words of encouragement. I think that it's, important to know that everyone can do this. We're all capable. But next week we'll dig a little bit deeper in it. Next episode, we'll dig a little deeper in it with Sean, and we're super excited for you guys to watch that. So we'll see you next week. Next episode.
Next episode.
Whatever.
Soon. We'll see you real soon. All right.
That's why Mickey does it. We'll see you real soon.
We'll see you real soon.
And maybe in Orlando.
Yeah, I hope in Orlando.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.